Okay, we started this yesterday on page 260. Someone raised has Zion in the middle of up. So yesterday we were discussing an interesting case. You have oil. The oil doesn't smell, have any great particular smell. You put something into it. Like maybe you put something like a bark of a tree, something that's a bray atze with something. Put it in there. So now the oil smells good. So what would you make on the oil? Make a bray atze with something, because the smell, the good smell comes from something that's an atze with something, that's a tree-like thing. Let's say you put an herb into it. So then you make a bray atze with something. But that's all if there's actual stuff in it. Let's say that stuff you put in that smells good, you strained it out. You sifted it out. So now there's oil, and the oil smells good, but it's not because of anything. It's not because of the oil itself. It got its smell from something that you had placed into it. It's not there anymore, but still smells good. So what bracha would you make on it? So that's the case we got up to. So in the middle of the second line of the Mechaberim, sonano. If you strained whatever the good smelling thing was out, v'hotzi mimenu habesam, took the besam out of the oil, though still smells good. So the question is, what bracha would you make on the scent, on the smell of the oil? So we saw different opinions. The first opinion is, Yesham, some say, Shemavarach borei shemen arev. Make a bracha, borei shemen arev, which we saw before by the farsimon oil. So you make that same bracha. Yeshamrim, the second opinion is, Shemavarach alav klal. You don't make a bracha at all in this fragrant smelling oil, which again, of its own, does not have a good smell. It's just because what was added to it. Why? Because it's a smell that does not have a source. It doesn't emanate from something physical. The kivan shesafeku nachon lizar melareacho, and as we saw at the end of yesterday, the Machabe says, since there's a shiloh, what bracha do you make on it? So you don't make any bracha on it. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down, just doing this last point first, Mishnah Berurah says that in the name of number of Akronim, that if you don't want to be Machmir and you want to smell this fragrant smelling oil, which used to have something in it but still is fragrant, so the bracha you would make on it would be Borei Minei B'Samen. You know, the generic overarching bracha. So then you can make Borei Minei B'Samen. The other possibility is that you have something else to smell. Like you have something else that we know the bracha, like a rose. Say a rose is brayatze or something, so you make the bracha on that, and then, or whatever, and it will cover this smell, this fragrant smelling oil. Now, going back to the original idea, so the second opinion says the reason why you wouldn't make a bracha on it is because there's no source. Now, this is very important to us. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what does that mean? It's a weak smell. Right? So the whole idea of smells is, you know, like it's the minimal threshold of pleasure we get out of something. This is a very weak smell. So therefore you will make a bracha on it. And he cites a case in Reish Yud Zayin, and Meretz Hashem will get there. Reish Yud Zayin, there's a case where, I don't know if they do it today, but they used to make the pots and things like that that they cooked in, used to make a pleasant smell. So did something for food, whatever. So let's say you smell the keli. So would you make a bracha on it? So the answer is you wouldn't. Why? Because the smell really came from like an incense or something like that that you burned near it. And so the vessel received that smell. I mean, any type of vessel, really, for that matter. So the question is, you smell that vessel, but it's a secondary smell. So you wouldn't make a bracha on it. So same thing here. It's a secondary smell. There's nothing actually there. So this is huge, because this happens sometimes. You can have something that smells good because you rub something that smells good on it or something like that. According to this opinion, you would not make a bracha on it. There's no source for it. So you wouldn't make a bracha on it. Yeah.
Can we also apply that to coffee, since the water has got the coffee that...
It depends if it comes from actual coffee. That's what we discussed coffee before. So let's say you have ground coffee, right? Mr. Jacobs is back there. He's grinding coffee. So then that actually has a source, right? That smells good. Here we're talking about something else.
It's all filtered out.
It's filtered, but it still has a sort of, it depends if there's grinds in it. It depends on, I'm not a coffee drinker, so.
But if it smells good, do we make a bracha on it?
You would make a bracha on it. So we discussed before, there's a machlokas about what bracha would you make on coffee. Nasim reach tov l'feiros or other things. Again, that was machlokas we saw a while back. We'll save Yom Kippur for tomorrow. Okay, maybe we'll save Yom Kippur till tomorrow. Smelling salts on Yom Kippur. Remember the old days? Remember the old men they used to... Not the summons. They had smelling salts. Remember that? Remember that? The old men used to... Not something that smells good. Not like necessarily like what Scott has. But like smelling salts. Okay, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Believe that.